Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Edman.
Yeah, welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Ed Man, here to give you some of the news for the past week. You know, even before Trump got cheated out of the presidency, I said that even if Joe Biden gets in, that I am going to look forward to the press turning against him. Because you can only ignore them for so long, right? You can only treat them so badly for so long. Look what happened to Gary Hart, right? Those years ago. I mean, I guess it's been a little while, but you know, you pretend like the press is your friend. They're not. Everyone's in it for themselves, right? But you know, a hungry dog has no friends. Right? You know, I mean, it will turn on you, and the press is turning on Joe Biden because he's not giving them anything. He's treating them like dirt. He's got a predetermined list of people to call on. If you haven't seen that video has definitely made the round. So Biden was giving a press conference after a trash speech that he made about what was going on in Afghanistan. And then reads out loud the part that you're not supposed to read. He says, I have a list of people, the order I'm supposed to call on people. And, you know, at a press conference, you're supposed to just take questions and just whoever gets you, right? I mean, look at the way Trump handled it, right? He would just call on people, and sometimes he'd say, you know I shouldn't call on you. You can ask me a not nice question, but here it goes. And he asked him a question, right? And that's a responsible thing to do as a president. You know you're going to take a shellacking, but you do it anyway because it's the right thing to do and because we do have freedom of the press in the country and we have the right to question our leaders. At least we're supposed to. But Joe Biden just does whatever he wants, or whatever his handlers want, whoever's running the show back there. And if you're part of the press, you must be getting good and sick of it. So if Biden isn't going to let you have these wars and be able to report on them, and if Biden isn't going to call on you at these conferences, and he's not going to answer many times, He doesn't answer any questions. I mean, he takes less questions than not. So, you know, there's got to be a limit for these guys where they're going, I need to write a story. You know, I can't talk about COVID exclusively. I have to have something else to talk about. And you're not giving it to me. So I'm going to get it from you one way or another. So something negative happens. The press wants wars. They like wars. So if Joe Biden doesn't give them wars and he's not going to give them, you know, questions, then they're going to make the story negative about Joe Biden because they got to have something to talk about. They got to fill space. They got to get clicks one way or another. And right now that Trump's not president, they're dying, man. They've got nothing to write about. But, and you watch, though. This is good, though. This is good because assuming Trump's health holds out, the next time Trump runs, the press, for all their bias and all their garbage, they're going to be like, you know what? Times when Trump was running, times were good, man. Times were really good. We need another 4 years of that. We need more of that stuff. And Biden is not cutting it. Right now, the press is in famine times. There are layoffs. They don't have anything to do. Right. The whole office is just shutting down, and not just because of COVID. It's because their credibility is in the dumpster. People don't believe them. So they get Trump back in, problem solved. They're going to push for it. And they might not like Trump's politics, although they kind of do. I mean, like I've said for years, Trump is sort of liberal, right? But even if they don't like Donald Trump as a person because they don't feel that he deserves or belongs in the halls of power, you know, the establishment doesn't think he's one of them. These people need to eat, though, right? The press needs to eat. Now, is it possible that their Trump derangement syndrome will be so bad that they'll actually try to screw him over again legitimately? Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. But I said, you know, the will to survive in human beings is very strong. And I think that the press is actually going to low-key help him out. Now, how can they do that? Well, you know, I really do think he got cheated out of the election. I mean, of course, that's my opinion. I think that the proof is pretty undeniable. If you watch the state congressional hearings, if you look at the videos from Project Veritas, I think there's enough evidence to at least question things, right? We're still waiting for the results out of Arizona. What's going on with that? You know, they're doing another audit of the ballots, and it's taking forever. But my point is, I think they're going to put a lens on the corruption in the voting system because, geez, it's hard for me to fathom that unless you're a politician getting the advantage from it, or if you're a very, you know, desperate person, very low moral person who just needs to make some money and you're going to, you know, pull some fraud to make some cash, which is what a lot of these people have done. Most people do not like having phony elections. In this country, we are big on free and fair elections. I think most people really do believe that no matter what ideology you're from, I think that Republican, Democrat, most people think that it's BS to falsify an election on a large scale. What I mean is that I think that a lot of Democrats will think it's okay to, you know, cover up for their candidate and lie for their candidate and stuff. But I think that it's very scary to the average person, the idea that when the votes are counted, that vote count is false. I really believe that most people don't like that. And in my opinion, that's what the press is going to kind of clamp on. The press is going to actually reveal, and I know you guys think, Edman, you're crazy, but I think that they're going to reveal election fraud. It's going to turn out that Trump is right. And the reason the press is going to allow the election fraud to come to light is because they know deep down they're a lot better off with Trump than without him. I'm calling it now, years out. That's what I think is going to happen. So Joe Biden is getting smacked down in the press. He's getting criticized for going on vacation. Now, I have seen pieces say things like, yes, he's going on vacation. It's a normal vacation. It's okay. It's just, you know, a coincidence that it happened after this Afghanistan debacle. I love how Joe Biden says, we're not going to have another debacle like Saigon. We're not going to have people getting airlifted off of helicopters. Then he goes on TV, was it Monday, and crows about how efficient the airlift operation was. I mean, I guess you got to make the best of everything, but my goodness, wasn't it hilarious? He goes on TV and he's getting asked by George Stephanopoulos, you know, Clinton sycophant George Stephanopoulos. He's getting asked about things in Afghanistan and he's like, yeah, that was 5 days ago, man. It was like 3 days ago or two or 3 days ago, but it actually was, he said, 5 days, as if that's a long time. They can't drop January 6th. But he's saying 5 days out, man, that time on that question has expired. Anyway, I don't mind that Joe Biden's going on vacation. Do you care if he's going on vacation? I'm fine with him going on vacation. You think he's going to make things better? You think he's going to improve things? Good. Go away. Go, Joe Biden, get out of here. Don't come back. You know, let other people run it. And, you know, quit making decisions. He doesn't even probably know what he's saying yes to. And I know I defended him when he was running against Trump as far as his mental capacity goes. Because just because someone has trouble getting words out or, you know, he stutters or whatever, that doesn't mean that he doesn't have a coherent idea or philosophy, right? He's older and he just can't say things as good as when he was younger. And you can't underestimate somebody like that because they can still be a threat. However, now that Joe Biden is president, we don't have to worry about underestimating his debating skills. And every time he gets in front of a camera, he makes a fool of himself. And did you see him on TV ranting about how he wanted to get a song played at his daughter's wedding, and they were giving him a hard time about it, and then he couldn't remember the details of the wedding? And then he goes on and he talks about how he visited a synagogue. So Joe Biden says he visited a synagogue after a shooting to kind of give him support, right, and say nice things. Well, the people who work at the synagogue are like, we didn't have a visit from you. That man was never, he didn't step foot in here. And Joe Biden's like, oh, I was talking about a phone call. He just fabricated an entire visit to a synagogue, and it never happened. Now, that might be a mental capacity thing, but I think he's just lying on that one. I think he was pulling one of those Brian Williams lines there. Now, the press, in default mode, of course, is generally going to cover for Joe Biden. I don't want to make him sound like they're good guys here, because Joe Biden and these fact checkers are unbelievable. These so-called what happened to these guys? You remember when Trump was running, he couldn't get a word out at one point because fact checkers would actually break in and check them in real time because they just couldn't let Trump get away with all of his lies. You know, at one point, I thought Snopes was like the greatest thing ever, right? I was like, oh, finally a site that has collected the real facts, right? The real truth. And over time, I would come across articles that Snopes would write, and I would be like, I don't think that the way they're explaining this is really correct, right? Or I could see how they're letting opinion run through their entire article. How did they come to that conclusion? Because the conclusion is real, but in their opinion, you know, the context isn't there, so they would call it a mixture or missing context, right? Well, they did both. They did both in a recent article here. This wasn't Snopes, but you got to hear this to believe it. So Joe Biden was in some hot water, as usual, because he is at what's called a transfer ceremony, where the bodies of the soldiers who died in the bombing at that airport, well, their bodies are being transferred, and he's looking down at his watch. Now, he's the commander-in-chief, right? So you shouldn't be looking at that like you got somewhere to go, because the families of the fallen are there. And as a matter of fact, one of them complains online, and she gets suspended from Instagram because she was criticizing Joe Biden, saying that he kept looking at his watch, and she was upset about it. And so they banned her, and Facebook owns Instagram, right? So Facebook comes back and says that it was by mistake. It's always by mistake. Does that not chap your hide? Does it not get annoying after a little while that it's always a mistake against the conservative, right? It's an error, a mistake. Okay, anyway, so Joe Biden has just taken heat for this. USA Today and Snopes both come out with stories, with fact checks, about whether or not Joe Biden was really looking at his watch during the ceremony. And they both said that it's a mixture. Now, they always do this thing, right? They always do this, and they always say, I shouldn't say always, but many times something will be true, and they come out and they say it's a mixture. And the reason it's a mixture is because of some little, you know, what do you call it? What do you call it when you take a word and you twist? Not a typo, but I'm so mad at myself right now for not remembering what the expression is. But they'll take, so for instance, Donald Trump said something along the lines of, they're letting in 5,000, you know, illegals into the country. And then they come out and they say that statement is a mixture, or they'll say that statement is false. It's not 5,000, it's 5,500, or it's 6,000, right? Or the number that he says is not right. So the intent of the statement is true, but because the exact number is off by a little bit, then they'll claim that it's not true, right? Or it's a mixture. And so both USA Today and Snopes claim that this story, that this fact check was a mixture. Well, when it came out that multiple Gold Star families said that they were there and they witnessed this, and I actually think it came out before, but they kind of ignored it, right? They said, well, we need video evidence. And there were pictures taken, but there wasn't video. But because of the pictures that were taken, now the pictures did catch him looking at his watch multiple times. And so then they changed it. So Snopes changed it to true. And I understand that because Snopes has been in hot water lately. They were caught, I think, plagiarizing articles, which is funny because that's what that's why Joe Biden abandoned one of his runs for the presidency or for the Senate. I think a presidential run is what he abandoned because he was caught plagiarizing and he just dropped out in shame, right? So Snopes, I think, is just being nice. I think if they weren't in trouble right now, they probably would have done the same thing that USA Today did. And USA Today claimed that they changed it from mixture, and then when the evidence was undeniable, now they call it lacking context. It's missing context, right? What context? I mean, I guess you could say that he was looking at his watch once, and then, you know, he forgot he looked at his watch, and so then he looked at it again, and then he forgot that he looked at it that second time, and so he looked at it again. And if you don't know that he doesn't remember that he already looked at his watch, then I guess you could say, well, you know, he only looked at it one time. He didn't. I mean, I guess if you really, really tried to err on the side of Joe Biden, right? But seriously, how can you call that lacking context? He did it. What more is there? Now, I guess you could say that he didn't look at his watch because it wasn't because he didn't care or because he was bored. It was because he had to meet with, I don't know, the Joint Chiefs of Staff at exactly this time. And he was checking to see how much time had gone by, and he really did care about the families. But, you know, he's got things to do. He's the president, right? So, I mean, but the thing is, that's not the question. The question is, did he look at his watch all those times? And he did. So quit covering for the man. But, you know, that's the game that they play, right? Now, oh, poor Jen Psaki, man. She's got such a job to do. It must be so rough to have to constantly cover up for everything that guy says. Now, I'm looking up this story right now because I got wind of this here, and I don't know. I can't believe this. The COVID thing, right? So Joe Biden's administration, Apparently, I'm going to look this up here while I'm talking, but because I got to turn the show in and it's almost time, right? I mean, I'm always late, but Joe Biden apparently is trying to get vaccine booster shots kind of mandatory, right? Mandatory, I guess, probably for the military or something, but he's trying to make vaccine booster shots a thing where they're given out every 8 months, I believe. Was the time that I was given. And if what I hear is true, not only is the CDC and the FDA going, what? Why would we do that? You know, these organizations that we've kind of been fighting against, right? Because they're recommending, I believe they want to make these vaccinations mandatory. The CDC wants to make these vaccinations mandatory, right? I believe. I think that's what they want. I think if they had their way and they had complete and total power, that's what they would make happen, right? And I wouldn't be surprised if they would have us sitting at home and, you know, just hiding in our, hiding a hold up in our rooms 15 feet apart from each other, you know, wrapped in cellophane or something. But let's see. Okay, so here's a story. Oh, geez, Fauci. This guy. All right, so here's a story. Dr. Fauci, this is from the venerable Yahoo News here. And let me scroll down and read this. Fauci says U.S. still planning for COVID-19 booster after 8 months. Biden says shots could be administered after 5. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the U.S. was still looking to administer COVID-19 booster shots after 8 months. President Joe Biden, during a meeting at the White House on Friday, said officials were considering them as early as 5 months. Fauci also said the mRNA vaccines would always need a third dose, while the Johnson & Johnson vaccine would require a second shot. And Dr. Anthony Fauci, the longtime director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said on Sunday the U.S. was still planning to administer booster shots of COVID-19 vaccine 8 months after the last dose. Well, that's going to be a lot of fun, huh? This comes through way of the Business Insider. Here's another COVID story. A new COVID-19 variant called MU, Marvel Universe, that might be able to evade immunity from vaccines has been detected in almost every state. Oh my goodness, no. No, we all need the booster shots, no. Speaking of the Business Insider, I saw a pretty ridiculous article lately, and it said something along the lines of, in Oklahoma, that the hospitals are so filled that a doctor reported to them that they have to turn away gunshot victims because of people overdosing on ivermectin, the horse thing. So I don't believe that. Just on its face, that seems ridiculous to me. They're like, oh, you can't come in gunshot wound victim. Some dude ate too much horse paste, so we're going to have to make you wait for treatment. Yeah, I don't believe it. I'm sorry. I just don't believe it. It might be a true story. Could be. It could be that people are just eating it left and right, and they love horse paste. But I think probably that's probably not true. I've actually been hearing good things about this ivermectin stuff. I heard Joe Rogan took it. I saw a post that he made on, I think, Rumble. And he says he's pretty cured of COVID now. So he took that. He took, I think, like zinc and a couple other things. And now he's fine. He says the test has come back negative just a couple of days after taking that stuff. So there you go. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but he seems to be fine. So we'll see what happens with that story. But, yeah, man, this Joe Biden thing is wild. So I don't see anything that says that they're going to make it mandatory. But administering, what does that mean exactly? Administering to who? All right, well, I'm just about out of time, and I got to wrap this show up anyway because I've been running a little bit late. Edman, you know, has had a busy week here. So let's go ahead and put this baby to bed. So I'm just going to wrap up that last story. So apparently you have officials now resigning because they think that 5 months, 8 months, whatever, are too soon for to be administrating these booster shots. They say that we don't need it. So I'll have to look more into that last story. I tell you over and over again, I tell you the truth here. And that is what I'm looking for. So this is stuff that I heard, although those details I gave you about Anthony Fauci are absolutely real. All right, guys, let's finish this off. Thanks for listening to me. I'm the Ed Man. This is the How to Kill an Hour radio show. We'll do it all again next week. Have a safe and happy Labor Day. Have a good one, everybody. See ya.